Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in company of Lee Ruijun, who's in competition at the 72nd Berlinale with Return to Dust. First of all, thank you so much for being with us and welcome.
Thank you.
So, as an introductory question, how would you describe this film? Could we say that it's an unexpected love story?
算是吧。当然，它肯定有，不只是爱情那么简单。它肯定
Yes, you can say this is a story about love, but this love is a bigger love. It's not only romance. It's about people's love with each other. It's about people's love of nature. It's about how people respect life. So this is a film about love, but this is a film about bigger love.
What's the starting point for this film? Did you get the idea?
就是因为这个拍摄地是我的故乡，我在这儿出生长大。
The place that I make this film is my hometown. I born and raised in this village. In our village, we have a lot of people like them. In the village around us, we have a lot of people like them. When I grow up, when I leave the village, I found that in every school, in every classroom, every company, every organization, as long as there are a group of people, you can find some silent people who are live in the corner, who are easy to be ignored. And of course, there are people who are outgoing, but there are always some silent people in every group. So I always pay attention to those people who are very silent. So I wonder what they are thinking, how they build connections with this world, and how they live their lives.
Did you also, with the film, want to explore, because that's what I felt watching the film, that how love can grow in the most unexpected of places and spring from respect, compassion, and also having a common fight and objectives?
Sure.
Yes, exactly. The theme you mentioned above is exactly something I want to express in this film.
Before he was mentioning that he set the film in his hometown, and I read that he's using sometimes his close friends and relatives to act in the film, in his films. So I wanted to know why he feels...connected to his hometown, and he feels the need to portray it in his films.
因为我的电影其实大部分是拍摄普通人的生活，我觉得
First of all, the reason why I use a lot of my friends and family, because most of my film is about the lives of common people. And I believe that every common people, every ordinary people should have the opportunity to appear on the screen. For film, I believe that filmmaking is not the privilege of somehigher class. I believe that filmmaking is something that everyone should have the opportunity to share. That's why I insist using amateur actors who are people around me, my friends and family.
另外一个问题就是关于为什么一直会选择在这个故土拍摄的原因就是
In China, we have 80,000 screens. And in China, the farming community is a majority of the population. However, their lives and their world are very rarely portrayed on these 80,000 screens. And we don't see often in the cinema about their lives, about their love relationship, and about their stories. So as a filmmaker, as a visual artist, I want these areas, I want this community, I want these people to be more represented on the screen. That's why I insist making films in my hometown.
Well, one last question. How does it feel to be in competition at the Berlinale? What do you think about this film festival in particular that is always very active also, you know, in social and political problems through cinema?
对于柏林电影节我觉得就是那当然对于很多
As a filmmaker, the Berlinale, the Berlin International Film Festival is a very sacred palace for art house films. And this is a very important event, and I'm very honored to be part of it. I think a film screened at Berlinale have the opportunity to have more audiences and more film professionals seeing the film. So I feel this is a gathering of the film industry, and this is a great opportunity for communication. That's how I see this film festival.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the film in competition.
谢谢 Thank you.
And we'll be talking to Ru Ruijun, director of Return to Dust in competition at the 72nd Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.